Blog Talk Radio.
When I shall see the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" He said unto them, "When you see walls and ruins of walls, earthquake in divers places, pestilence, famine, know ye not that the end is at the door?" My friends, my neighbors, my brothers, and my sisters, you who are out there listening to this program, I want you to know that mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. My friend, Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" And He said unto them, "No man know the end time. Even my Father, even the angel that knelt down before my Father, day and night, they do not know the end time." But I want you to know, when you see the walls and ruins of walls, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, family against family, church against church, school against school, city against the city, county against the county, nation against the nation, black against white, white against black, green, blue, yellow, red, pink, and brown, all fighting for their peace of the earth. But know not that the Lord said, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For He has founded upon the sea, and established it upon the flood. So who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that have a clean hand and a pure heart, who have not looked up their soul in their vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, shall receive the blessing and the righteousness from the God of His salvation. So lift up your heads, O gate, and even lift it up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gate, and even look up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. So who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. So the earth is the Lord's. The heaven is the Lord's. The world is the Lord's. Don't you fight for what is the Lord's. Humanity is warring for what is the Lord's. Humanity, man and woman, boy and girl, brothers and sisters, are warring for what is the Lord's. You think? If you think the earth is yours, watch your mother and your father when they go to the grave. Nothing with them. All that they accumulate in this earth, they take nothing with them. The earth is the Lord's. Not for you to fight over. Ah, beloved, I know you squat, you fight, you fuss, you curse, you degrade one another for peace of the earth, my friend. The earth belongs to the Lord. And not you, your mother, father, sister, or brother. The earth is the Lord's. There's only one thing you should fight for while you're on this earth. That is, try to make heaven your home. Because, my friend, this earth is not your home. You are only your travelers. Yes, Lord. You are only your pilgrim. You are only your travelers. Traveling. 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 Where travelers never return. You are traveling on this journey. Now you will never return. There is no round trip ticket. There is no round trip ticket on this travel. The old never dies. You are seen him. Take your brother and your sister, your mother and your father, when he's traveling the ocean of Zion. There is no return. We are travelers. Travelers, amen. Who will never return. Proud in the name of Jesus. I want you to know today that we all are travelers on this great journey. The only thing you should fight for, the only thing you should pray for, has to make heaven your home. Amen. We are travelers. Traveling on a journey. Traveling on a journey. God, we thank thee for this journey to make heaven my home. We are your beloved to warn you. We are to warn you. We are to admonish you. We are to motivate you. That you travel, that you fight for the right thing, not the earth. Because the earth is the Lord. The man, and he said, I will not destroy this world with water anymore, but by fire at this time. My beloved, amen, I want you to know, the day is coming when the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Those who are ready are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. And those who are not ready are going to be here to burn with unquenchable fire. My Lord, what a day! What a day! The earth is the Lord. I want you to know the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world is the Lord, and all that there within. For he has founded upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Ha, beloved, we are trying, amen, to speak for God. We cannot speak. We are just trying to deliver the message. What thus said the Lord, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to know, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. His truth is marching on. It's Dr. Cox, Master Time, presenting the world today. If you can relate to this message today, you can call 305-836-9545. Beloved, we're not asking you for your money. We're asking you, amen, that you can call and let me know that you decide to make Jesus your choice, because the invitation is going out. There's a knocking at your door. Say, whosoever will, let him come and be saved. If you want to write me, 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147. Or if you are in the city of Miami, you will come out of Tabernacle, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, 33147. Brother Wright, Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the presiding elder. Bishop is the presiding bishop. And you will hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood. Those who are singing the song that the angels can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You too can sing the song. Only ask God to save your soul. You too, amen, can hear the welcome song. Come, ye blessed of my Father. You too. You too. You too can be shouting hallelujah. Our beloved. Amen. It says, let the dumb, the birds are falling from the air, fish are floating in the beast, crabs in the pond, turtle dove from the air. The homosexual is petitioning the governor to be recognized. The homosexual is fighting with the government. Man married man, woman married woman, men transforming themselves from a man to a woman. Ah, beloved, how sad. How sad. How sad. How sad. Say, remember Sodom and Gomorrah? So it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. If man married woman, woman married man, the population of the earth will stop in its track. This is a universal call to repentance. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, lame, the lame, the hungry, the thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. If the blind call, they receive sight. The dumb will speak. The deaf will hear. The sick will be healed. The lame will get up. I demand, set not the well. I protest, they say, Master, I've set you 38 long years, and at a certain season of the year, the angel will come down and trouble the water. But now, as soon as the water is troubled, there is someone who stepped in before me. The hungry receive bread, the thirsty water, the weary rest, sad, glad, naked, a garment of righteousness, and bad the heart of flesh. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am a part of the unashamed. Beloved, my friend, there are some people today ashamed to own Jesus. But I am not ashamed to own Jesus. Amen. I'm not ashamed. I'm his disciple. I have the Holy Spirit power within me. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching. On my path I will be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. And I will publish this gospel until he come for me. When he come for me, amen. He shall know me, amen. I don't need to be at the top of the pyramid to be praised. I don't need prosperity, promotion, position, or popularity, amen, to be praised, amen, 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 amen. I now have to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized. Or praises, or reward. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, and run my race with patience. Live my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gain is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companion are few. My guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought, amen. I am not for sale or compromised or destroyed, the lure away or turned back, deleted or deluded. I will now not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, pondered at the pool of popularity, amended in the face of mediocre. I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't be shut up until I have stood up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I know I am his disciple, a disciple of Jesus Christ. I must preach until he come for me. And when he come for me, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. And I will know him by the nail in his hand. He said, Thomas, crush your finger in the nail of my hand. I have paid the price. Just your hand on my side. I have paid the price. I said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel Van. Woo-hoo! And sinners plunge beneath that flood. Lose all their guilty day. Today is your day. They say, Lord, save me. So who's ever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call, you shall be saved. And you'll be one of those that sing, I have a new garment. Praise the Lord. Now, our teaching today will be taken from the 28th chapter in the book of Acts, from the 16th to the end of it. It said, read as such, it said, and when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoner to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that keep him. He was under guard. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he sat on with them, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or custom of our father, yet will I deliver prisoner from Jerusalem prisoner. Into the hand of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, will have let me go. But there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews speak against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar. Not that I had ought to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. And they said unto him, We neither receive letter out of Judah concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came shew or speak any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. Fast concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many of them into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus. But out of the law of Moses and out of the prophet, from the morning till evening, And some believed the thing which was spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. And that Paul has spoken one word, well, speak the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto one father. For the heart of the people is waxed gross, and the ear are dull of hearing, and the ear have they closed, lest they should see with their eye, and hear with their ear, and understand with their heart, and shall be converted, and I shall be, and I shall heal them. But I know therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jew departed, and had great reasoning among himself. And Paul dwelled 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that come in unto him, preaching the gospel, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. With all confidence, no man forbid him. Here, my friends, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You know the story of Brother Paul. He persecuted the Church of God and raised it, and received a letter from the high priest at Jerusalem to go down to Damascus and bring all that were calling upon the name of the Lord prisoner back to Jerusalem. But on his way to on Damascus Road, about midday, he saw a light that shined brighter than the noonday sun. And he was struck down off his beast. He went blind, and he heard the voices, "Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, who thou persecutest." It is hard to kick against a prick. But you say, "Get up. Go on down to Damascus, and I'll have someone to tell you what the Lord is to do." And my friend, he followed the direction. And as he went to Damascus, make a long story short, the scale was dropped from his eye, and they greeted him as a brother. My friend, as we go out the air today, remember, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is two trains that bound, one bound for glory where the streets of gold and the gates of pearl, and the angel bow down before God. The other one going to hell, where the worm died not, and the fire not quenched. The devil said, "Ha, ha, ha, you are well paid your fare. You have cheated, you have lied, you have murdered, you have stolen, you have everything, but you will land yourself in the lake of fire. You have paid your fare well, and I'll land you in the lake of fire." My friends, my neighbors, don't you? You can escape hellfire. It says, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You may call right now. Today is your day to call upon the Lord to save your soul and to set you free. He'll be your guide. He'll be your comforter. He'll be your provider. He'll be your protector. He'll be all that you allow him to be. He'll be your doctor in the sick room. He'll be your lawyer in the courtroom. He'll be your brother. He'll be your sister. He'll be your mother for the mothers. He'll be your father for the fathers only. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Won't you call today?